This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The decision by a court in Myanmar to sentence two Reuters journalists to 7 years in prison for breaching a law related to state secrets has been met with an angry response inside and outside the country, critics calling it an attack on press freedom. Reuters president and editor-in-chief Stephen Adler called the arrests and sentencing a setup.
I'm not surprised, but it's incredibly upsetting and disappointing to them, to us, to their families. And it's a really bad commentary on where Myanmar is going in terms of press freedom.
On Monday, a judge at Yangon Northern District Court found Hua Lon and Jia Su-woo guilty of violating the country's Official Secrets Act. The pair were arrested in December in northern Yangon while investigating the killing of 10 Rohingya men in a village in northern Rakhine State in which the military personnel were allegedly involved. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told reporters the next few weeks were quite important in terms of reviving a credible political process in Syria. De Mistura said the goal was to create an inclusive Syrian-led and own constitutional committee. He said he will hold formal talks with representatives from Russia, Iran, and Syria next week in Geneva.
I cannot and I will not at this stage forecast today how far we will be progressing on 10 and 11 September. But I can state the following. It is going to be quite an important moment of truth.
Attempts to resume the political process are happening as Syrian forces and their allies are preparing for an assault on Idlib, the last opposition stronghold in the country. Idlib and the surrounding area is home to some 3 million people. This is VOA News. U.S. weather forecasters expect Tropical Storm Gordon to gain strength during the day Tuesday before making landfall somewhere along the U.S.'s Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center said by the time the storm reaches land, it should achieve hurricane status. Hurricane warnings are in effect for coastal areas in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The founder of Afghanistan's feared Haqqani militant network has died. The Taliban issued a statement Tuesday announcing that Jalaluddin Haqqani died after a long illness. Haqqani was considered close with Taliban founder Osama bin Laden, who masterminded the September 11th attacks on the U.S. London's Metropolitan Police say a 16-year-old girl and two older women have been arrested on suspicion of funding terrorism. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The arrests were made by the Metropolitan Police's Counter-Terrorism Command Unit at two separate addresses in West London. Searches are continuing. Officials aren't naming the three suspects, who haven't yet been charged, but they're being questioned at a South London police station on suspicion of terrorism offences as part of a probe by the Counter-Terrorism Command. Britain's official terrorist threat level is now set at severe, indicating an attack is judged highly likely. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Israeli activists demonstrated outside President Reuven Rivlin's residence Monday in Jerusalem against the visit of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Here's one protester.
But we were hoping for better from this president. Netanyahu, I admit, I don't expect better. Our current president, even though he's on the right, has expressed some positive things about human rights and democracy. Meeting with this guy is just disgusting.
Duterte, who has apologized for comparing himself to Hitler, visited Israel's Holocaust Memorial on Monday and said he hoped the world learned lessons from the horrific period in history. The controversial leader held talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the second of a four-day visit to Israel. Duterte's Hitler remarks and other controversial actions, including his internationally condemned drug crackdown that has killed thousands, had led to increased attention and protests. On Wednesday, Duterte heads to Jordan, where he's expected to meet with King Abdullah II. The Uganda government is expected to respond to allegations of gruesome torture by two lawmakers Tuesday. One of them, Robert Kyagulanyi, who also doubles as a popular musician, said the torture happened during their detention last month for their alleged role in stoning of a presidential motorcade. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka.